goblins seem to have turned up at Foxton Locks, and there's a trail of doors which the visitors of the children, families can walk around and try and find these doors where and find the goblins, basically.
Brilliant. So it's kind of tied in with a sort of Halloween theme.
It's Halloween. We thought we'd do something different. Usually we sort of have a ghost trail, but I thought actually this year be quite fun to have like the goblins, a goblin trail. So you have you get a sheet and it's got lots of illustrations of goblins on it, and you've just got to find the matching door. And there's also there's a letter with each door, and you've got to work out what the 15th goblin's name is by collecting all the letters as well.
Oh, fantastic. So it sounds like you put a lot of effort into setting this up.
Yeah, we have. We've been all been painting doors, and we've been doing illustrations of goblins. So yes, it's been quite a lot of work put into it.
Absolutely brilliant. And this is sort of spread out around the site, is it?
Yes, it's all around Foxton Locks. Obviously, Foxton Locks is managed by Canal and River Trust, but we've got permission to have the sort of trail around the site. So going, up to the top Lock Cottage and back down to the bottom basin where the Bridge 61 is and things like that. So
And when's it, when can people take part?
it's starting this weekend, so Saturday the 15th, through to the end of October. But you have to purchase the trail sheet from the museum. It's £1 a trail sheet, and we're open Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 11 till 4. And if you complete the trail and you get the goblin name right, then you get a little door to take home and paint yourself and decorate to put in your garden.